We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What was it with Joel? Did he take a little bit of turn for the worse? Or?
Yeah, I mean, he's been complaining about it that they didn't shoot around. He just didn't like the way he was moving. And it was not a hard decision for us.
Do you wish that maybe, looking back at it, like one of the games of the back-to-back, he probably would have missed one of those?
Not really. I mean, that means he would have still felt it at some point. So I think you wish that and everyone else because they wanted to see these two guys play. You know, I'm making the point that everybody wants to see these two guys play against each other. But so no is the answer. He was healthy. And so when you're healthy, you play. When you're not, you don't.
Yeah, I wish it. Welcome on in. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, 215-592-9494. Kyle Quibb behind the glass. Good morning, you.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Atlanta.
Philadelphia.
There we go.
Good morning, Atlanta.
No, I just can't believe he said that. You know, and it kind of blew my mind a little bit. Listen, this is where me, personally, I don't understand. I don't understand the psyche of the basketball player. I don't understand the psyche of the coach. I don't understand. So I need people that actually, like some of the guys that rolled for Joel Embiid yesterday. I need them to explain to me, how do you justify that? Now, I know, you know, he's hurt, he's injured, and all this other stuff. But still, that's a big game, especially when you talk about the ramifications, the MVP status, the MVP positioning and everything. And like the reporter asked, why don't you take another game off? Why don't you take, on that back-to-back situation, why don't you take both of those game offs and get ready for this one? Because that's what the people want to see. That's the thing that they want to see.
Well, it is. And I was disappointed last night. It's amazing how at 215-592-9494, amazing how it broke as soon as our show was over yesterday. We did a whole show on, is Joel Embiid a championship player, the great MVP debate. And then the news breaks, and it's unfortunate Joel Embiid was not going to play last night. Sixers lose. They kept it close late, but they lost the game 116-111. But here's my frustration here, and I believe Joel Embiid should not have sat out last night's game because he should have sat out one of the other games before.
Like, I agree.
Look, obviously, he's banged up here. I'm not pretending Joel Embiid's not banged up. I'm not pretending he's not sore and the calf and all that. And he needs to take care of his body. That number one is the priority for the playoffs. But we've established this over the years. Joel Embiid really dictates when he plays. I mean, he really does dictate when he plays. And he's banged up a little bit, and he's going through this, and he's trying to manage this injury. Well, he chose to play in a back-to-back. It's the Warriors and the Suns. He could have sat out either of those games, specifically the Suns game on Saturday night, and been available last night. It was a big game for the MVP. Also, as I look at the NBA standings, and I'm not saying this is likely, you know, the Sixers could have jumped the Nuggets last night for a better record. If these two teams meet up in the NBA Finals, that would determine home court. I know the Sixers are the 3 seed in the East, but if they got to the Finals against the Nuggets, had they won last night, they may have finished with a better record. That's unlikely now. So it was a big game for a lot of reasons. And, I just go back to this. This guy decides when he plays, and he decided to play Saturday night. And because of that, obviously he was sore. He couldn't play last night. It's frustrating. The whole thing is.
Yeah, it is. And that's why I need somebody to help me understand and justify this. Because this is arguably, when you talk about the push and you're making cases for being an all-star. Well, excuse me, for being an MVP. And for you to have the voters and to have things potentially sway in your direction, this is the game you decide to take off. I don't understand that. Help me. One of the people that rode for Joel Embiid so hard yesterday, help me understand why you chose that night against that particular opponent not to play. When, with everything that you've led us to believe up until this moment, let us think that you wanted to be the MVP, and that was your best chance to make a strong case for being MVP by going out there and disrespecting him.
Yeah, well, it certainly sounds like a guy that's defended him all year, Kendrick Perkins, not happy yesterday. And listen, this is his Listen to Kendrick Perkins' phrasing here. This is not Joe Giglio who can't shoot a basketball. This is Kendrick Perkins. This guy playing in the NBA, not happy with Joel Embiid.
Somebody throwing something?
Oh, man.
Joel Embiid is ducking that smoke today. And y'all know how I feel about Joel Embiid. But here's the thing, right? He has been on record. We know how much it means to him to win this award. Mm. And here it is. You gave Jokic a spanking when they was down there in Philly. You have to give him an opportunity to get his lick back. You cannot sit out this game. I would have rather him sit out against the Phoenix Suns. Listen, I would have rather him sit out against the Phoenix Suns. Here's the thing, right? When it comes down to these moments and these matchups, I have a vote. Mm-hmm. I have a vote. And when I go and I vote and I'm looking at the MVP and who I'm going to pencil in, I'm going to remember this moment.
Well, he's not the only one, and that's the words of Kendrick Perkins. 215-592-9494. Kyle Quinn, how you feeling here? Should Joel Embiid have sat out last night's game?
So, Hugh, I did not ride for Joel yesterday, and that's because I was wondering if he had this in him, right? So I do think it was the right move to sit out, first and foremost, because, yeah, in the moment, I was disappointed that I wasn't going to see him go head-to-head with Jokic for the MVP, but let's be honest, guys. That's all that last night was. There's no other reason for him to play against the Nuggets, really, other than that, the MVP race. They're not the Celtics. They're not the Bucks. The Nuggets are a Western Conference team. So this mature, grown-up move that we've been looking for Embiid to make, we heap praise it at Giannis' feet for having his priorities right, not playing in the All-Star game because of his health. And his health for the stretch run is the most important. That's what matters. Now Embiid is doing something similar by sitting out a game that means nothing to him except an individual award, right? He said he's taken a different approach to the MVP stuff this year. This is him putting his money where his mouth is in a huge way. So I just think if this year turns out to be different, like some of us have been saying, and Embiid does lead this team to the NBA Finals, people are going to be looking back at what changed, what clicked for Joel Embiid. And I think this decision, this moment, is going to be something a lot of us look back to. The Sixers are prioritizing health while trying to balance winning as many games they possibly can down the stretch run. So you ask why not sit out against the Suns and the Warriors? Well, the answer is pretty simple. Those are the teams that you had a better chance at beating than the one seed Nuggets. So I do think it was the right move for Joel because I was waiting to see if he had this mature move inside of him.
See, I don't know. I hear what you're saying. And I'm pretty sure that there is probably some truth to that. But here's the thing. Leading up to this confrontation between the Nuggets, you were making cases for why you should be the MVP.
Mm-hmm.
You were doing all of that. And when you have a moment, an opportunity to make your absolute strongest case because, you know, you look around. I know it's different on everybody's poll and everything like that. But this was your chance to go head-to-head against a guy that you're in direct competition with. And this is a chance that you could potentially sway the voters. Help me understand why you didn't take – and listen, I'm not mad at him. At this point, I just need some understanding because this is the part that I don't get, especially when I have an opportunity to control my destiny because that's how I look at it. Even though, you know, what you're saying potentially is right, Kyle – but you have an opportunity right there in hand to control your destiny and go out there and sway some voters by playing in this game and showing why you should be the MVP. Now, I understand with the calf tightness and all that other stuff. But when I played, I looked at the schedule. I knew who was coming. I looked ahead sometimes. Not so much saying I played the game, but I did look ahead. I knew who was coming. And if you knew that this was your opportunity – to match up against the guy that you're going up against directly for the MVP, why not take one of those other games off?
I agree. The Saturday night game was the game to take off. Against the Suns at a back-to-back, get your body right for the Monday night game against Nuggets. It's lame. I mean, that's it.
Help me understand. I mean, I'm not mad.
Here's the thing. I'll frame it this way. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard here. It was a shame. Like, last night was a calling card moment for Joel Embiid against a title-contending team. That was a litmus test for the Sixers. And last night, Joel Embiid couldn't answer the call. Now, if he hurt himself further, it's a big deal. But if last night was, you know, if Saturday night he hurt himself further, that's a big deal. If they looked at the schedule and they chose last night, that's weak. 215-592-9494. All your reaction coming up on the other side. And we will hear from Nick Sirianni during the show. He will speak this morning at the NFL owners' meetings. We'll hear from Sirianni. All your phone calls here, 215-592-9494. Your calls on the other side. Should Joel Embiid have sat out last night's game against the Nuggets? Yes or no? We'll discuss it. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.